from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. The polls stayed open an extra 4 hours in Iran last night in what has been called the closest presidential election there since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. The top two finishers out of a pool of seven candidates are to take part in an unprecedented second-round runoff next Friday. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Tehran.
State-controlled newspapers celebrated this morning, calling the Iranian election a ballot box tsunami. But preliminary results were then muddled when two parallel government institutions began publishing contradictory numbers for the vote count. Iran's outgoing president, Mohammad Khatami, intervened. He said only the interior ministry and not the clerics on the Guardian's council had the authority to publish the final results of the election. This evening, the Interior Ministry announced that the former president and wealthy 70-year-old cleric Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani had taken first place, as predicted. His pro-reform campaign promised better ties with the West, more foreign investment, and additional freedoms for the Iranian youth. Still, Rafsanjani was unable to win the 50% of the vote needed to clinch an outright victory. He will now have to compete in a runoff. It's likely his opponent will be the surprise second-place finisher, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the hardline mayor of Tehran. This former officer in the Revolutionary Guard focused on helping the poor and won the support of the military and conservative vigilante groups. Unlike Rafsanjani, who proposed opening a new chapter of détente with the U.S., Ahmadinejad said establishing ties with Washington was not the key to Iran's domestic problems. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, celebrated yesterday's unexpectedly high voter turnout, calling it a victory over President Bush. On the eve of the vote, Washington criticized the fairness of the Iranian election. However, the surprise third-place finisher is now crying foul. As the votes were still being counted, cleric and former parliament speaker Mehdi Karoubi accused the Guardian's council of intervening in favor of his second-place rival. Karoubi dubbed himself the Sheikh of Reform and promised, if elected, to pay $60 a month to every Iranian. At a boisterous press conference this afternoon, he appealed to the supreme leader and demanded an investigation. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tehran.